The Shulchan Aruch says that if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, and the Kedushin was not a good Kedushin, and afterwards he says that, you know what? He fixes whatever happened. The case of the Shulchan Aruch was with the Amira, wasn't a good Amira. So a man gave a woman a Shava Pruta, Choladeus, right? Does everybody agree? The rings, yeah, it worked out. Everything is fine. There's no Shaila. But the Amira was an issue. He said, Hareyat Harufasi, and he wasn't in Yehuda. I don't know. But the point is, there was some sort of issue with the Amira. Afterwards, if he wants to clean up the Amira, it's too late. It's not something you could do. That's a Rambam. Now, it's based on a Rashba in Kedushin Davav, and it really very much relates to the first part of today's daf, Ayin Bachroinim, for further reference. But I want to speak about something that emerges from this halacha that's very, very Yisoidi, and as we'll see at the end, it's not so long, but at the end, there's a very, very interesting twist that's negeya every single Masada Kedushin. And that is the Hafla in his Kuntrasach, in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, on this Ramah says that Lefi the Psak of the Ramah, if a man would be Mekadosh and Isha, and he would say nothing. So a man gives a woman a Shava Pruta, and don't say a word. And then afterwards he says, Hareyat Mikudesh Esli B'tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. It's not going to work. Why? Because saying nothing is not worse than saying the wrong thing. If a person gives somebody something, he gave that person a matana. Now, if you say, Hareyat Mikudesh Esli B'tabazu, then it's not a matana. It's, will you marry me? Beseder. But if a man would give a woman something, and she would accept this that the man gave her, and then afterwards he would say, Hareya Mikudesh Asli B'tabazu Gedas Moshe V'Yisrael, based on that Ramah, which is in Simen Chav Zayin Siv Gimel, it's going to come out that the Kedush is not a Kedush. It's Pasha. That's what the Ramah says the Afla, but I'm going to tell you a bigger Kedush. What would be if a man gives a woman a Tabas, and then Toich Kedei Dibur, he says, Harei at mikudesh asli b'tabasu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Even there, says the Hafla, the Kedushin is not going to be a Kedushin. Hey, it's Toich Kedei Dibur. Everybody knows Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. Says the Hafla, a Chiddush Nifla. This that we say Toich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami is only true when it comes to Dinei Amir. But if a person does a Kinyan, and then he's chayzer from the Kinyan, Toich Kedei Dibur, over there there's no halacha of Toich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. That's what the Hafla said. So although it's true there's something called Toich Kedei Dibur, if I say something I want to be Chayza Toich Kedei Dibur, I could do that. But if I do something, I make a Kinyan, and then Toich Kedei Dibur, I want to be Chayza from this Kinyan, Loyal Zen Nemar, the Klal Gadol Bedin, that Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. It says the Hafla, I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara says that if somebody makes something hektish, and then Toich Kedei Dibur, he wants to be Chayza from the hektish, he can't. And the reason is because Amira Legvaya is Kimasir Lehadid. Freak the Hafla, who cares if it's Kimasir Lehadid? By Masir Lehadid Gufa, I could be Chayza Toich Kedei Dibur. Says the Hafla, it's Toch Mefurish Gemara, that you can't be Chayza from a Kenyan, even Toich Kedei Dibur. And that's why hektish with the Amira is Kedibur, is Kimasir over there, you wouldn't be able to be Chayza. Says the Hafla, what's the Svara? Says the Svara is Pasha, because it's a Sugya. In the beginning of Parak Omer, the third Parak of Masechtes Kedushin, Machlik is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, or Loi Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. But Kuli Alma Moidi, that Loi Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. So if a person says something, it's a Gezocht, it's not a Hefgevel. Ah, you can be Chayza Toichede Dibur, it works with a Din. Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. But if a person does a Maisa, Loi Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. So over there you have no ability to knock it out, and as a result, says the Hafla, this is my halacha. That Toichede Dibur Skidibur Dami, that's only when it comes to Amira. If a person wants to be Chayzer from a Maisa, a Kinyan of some sorts, he can't do it. His raya was Amir Lagvayas Kimasir Lahadid, therefore you can't be Chayzer from Mekdish Vices, you can't be Chayzer from Masir Lahadid. And the Svara is that Chazorus Toichede Dibur works midin Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, but although Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, Loi Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. Zok the Hafla, but I won't kasha on this. My kasha is that the Gemara says in Etlecha Erter, one of them is Nedarim Pezayin Amiral, the Hilchasa, Toichede Dibur Kedibur Dami, Chutz, Mi Megadev, Va'oivei Davoidus Koichavim, Umekadish Umegadish. That if someone's Mekadish and Isha and he wants to be Chayza Toichede Dibur, he can't. If someone's megarish an isha and he wants to be chayzer teich lady, but he can't. Freit afla lefi my chiddush that anytime you do a maisa, anytime you do a kinyan, you can't be chayzer teich lady. So my area mekadesh or megarish, that's like serious stuff. Typically, mekadesh is the chakinyan or isha nikness, and megarish is the chakinyan v'koynes atzma. So pochen als the maisa shavai, als the kinyan shavai, you shouldn't be able to be chayzer. Obama v'kasha chutz mi mekadesh or megarish clearly implies that all other maisim and all other kinyanim you could be chayzer from. Says the afla teretz nifla. Talk to afla it's chok. Because we know that when a man is mekadesh an isha, it's not enough that you do a maisa. You can't just say hareyat mikudesh asleep at tabas ugedas moishu yisrael and do the kesef and do the shtar or do the beer. There's a din amira. There's an amira component that underpins the entirety of mesachtes kedushin. And this din amira that you find by kedushin, you know, you have by gittin as well. Hagiteh kinsi shtar chayvzeh mishnah in the beginning of perek hazoyri tachayin chasma is posel, right? Because that's poshet that kedushin and gerushin. We know there's a din amira. So it says the afla, hey yoist, there's a din amira when it comes to getting the kedushin. So it's for that reason there was a hava mina that maybe you could be chayzer toich kedai dibur. Because when a person's mekadesh an isha and then he's chayzer and a chanami, you can't be chayzer on the maisa. But you know what I could be chayzer on? And harei mekudesh asli. That's an amira ba'amo. So I would have thought you could. Kamash malon, chutz mi mekadesh megarish. But the reason mekadesh megarish made it into the sugyo, into the conversation of toich kedai dibur, zok the afla, it's not because you could be chayzer from a maisa. You can't be chayzer from a maisa. Lo yosim dibur am avatul maisa. Amir legvayu kim sir lahed yatami. The reason you would have thought it would work, it doesn't work. Chutz mi mekadesh megarish. But pshat in the havamin of Chazal was because there's a din amira. Harei amikudash asli. Hagitech. So I would have thought that you could be chayzer on the amira. Kamash mo and you can't. Mamish dvarim nifla. This is what Tafla says. The Avni Meluin in Simin Chav Zayin brings the hafla and he poshit fires away on the afla. And it sounds like such a geshmak afla. But the Avnei Meluin and Mamish, he rises at the shtekah. Every part of this afla, he says, is a pella. And really what's going to emerge is like two different ways to see the world. Mamish is like two world views as it relates to some of the sugyas that we're learning. Zok the Avnei Meluin, al rishon rishon. The afla said that you can't be chayzer from a kinyan toich kedei dibor. You forgot a mefurish of a chaber. You forgot a b'siyosef. Said ishtamitze. It's a pella. Since he doesn't understand how a goyin kamoisoi forgot a halach and shulchan aruch, the mechaber says, and this is in chayshemish, but it's in kuf tzad the case of zayin. Bishar darkei hakinyonim ein shum echad mehem yochol lachzor boy achar kedei dibur. It's a halach and shulchan aruch. That if a person does a kinyan and you want to be chayzer, you can't be chayzer achar kedei dibur. What does that imply? Toich kedei dibur, you could be chayzer. So it's a mefurish mechaber. It's enough to be Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Cairo already said that you could be chayzer from kinyanim. So he says the afla says you can't be chayzer from kinyanim. Rebbeinu dal makum. I don't understand. Now the afla said a rizik is svara why you shouldn't be able to be chayzer toich kedei dibur from a maisa kinyan. What was his svara? Because lo yasi dibur mevatol maisa. He held in svara that the whole koyach of toich kedei dibur is based on asi dibur mevatol dibur. Okay, that's true when it comes to a dibur. But lo yasi dibur mevatol maisa zokt the Avnei Meluin. The reason the hafla assumed that every kinyan is a maisa is because the hafla made another tremendous assumption in his pilpul. He assumed that this that you find that there's a din amira by gittin and kedushin is exclusive to gittin and kedushin. Snokta avne malua mi gila lahafla roze. Who told him this? I don't think that's true. I think that every kinyan that you do has a din amira. You always have to express what's going on if you want a kinyan to take place. It's pasha. It's vahar raya. Because even by kedushin gufa the Gemara says you don't have to speak. Or right? The Gemara said on the Avava Menal, that in and of itself would be enough. And if a person is asukim ba'is inyan and the man doesn't say arei mekudesh asli, that's kosher. That's going to be considered a bona fide kedushin. So he says, zoysay meris, there's no din that you have to talk. It just has to be muchach that you mean to get married. Okay, anytime you do a kinyan, it has to be muchach that you need to do a kinyan. If there's haychacha, there's haychacha. And if there's no haychacha, you spell it out. And if the person's quiet, it's the same sugya. Says the Avnei Meluin, we didn't have flossy anywhere. He said, I don't know where he saw it. Not in the sugyas of Gittin v'Kedushin, not in Bava Kaba, Bava Tzia, Bava Basra, that there's any chilek in din when it comes to amira and aichacha that you have to have regarding getting the kedushin versus shar kinyonim. He says to me, they're one and the same. It's the zel bazach. And if that's the case, it's pashit. That's pshat in the Beis Yosef. Why you can be chayzer from a kinyan toichidei dibur? It's the svar of the afla. Because when you're chayzer from a kinyan toichidei dibur, you're not being chayzer from the Maisa kinyan that you can't do. What you're being chayzer from is from the amira of the kinyan. Just like the afla explained that if you hold that Lo yosidibur mevat ma'isa, why did the Gemara have to say chutz mekadosh megarish? Typically, it's a ma'isa. He said no, because you would have a havamina. You could be chayzer from the amir. That havamina of the afla is pshat in the Beis Yosef. And kuchzadi can't chayzer mishpat. That's good for the reason you could be chayzer toichle dibur when it comes to every single kinyan. Because you're talking up being chayzer from the ma'isa. What you're being chayzer from is the amir. I the raya of the afla says the amir malum. The afla brought a beautiful raya. What did he say? You can't be chayzer from hektish. Why? Because Amir L'Gvaya is Kemesir L'Hedid. If it could be Chayzer from a Sinir L'Hedid, Kavachayim, it could be Chayzer from Amir L'Gvaya. Zok to Abner Malum, Hafle in the Welt. He says the reason Amir L'Gvaya and Sinir L'Hedid is a problem is because Boshtet in Hektish. As the Amir is Nitkan Amir. The Amir Guf is Mesir. So the end is Taka know what to be Chayzer from. By a Maisa Kenyan, you could be Chayzer. Not from the Maisa, from the Amir that comes along with the Maisa. By getting the Kedushin, there would have been a Havamir, you could be Chayzer. Not from the Maisa, like the Afla himself said. It's from the Amir that comes along with the get of the Kedushin. But Hektish, the Amira Guf is a Maisa. There is no other. What's the Amira? The Maisa. Amira Legvaya Kimsir Lahed, it's not the Avnim Luim. The punchline is not that, oh, it's a Maisa Kinyan, you can't be Chayza from a Maisa Kinyan. I'm not you can be Chayza from a Maisa Kinyan. The punchline is the Amira Guf is a Maisa. And why also Dibra about the Maisa, like the Hafla said. But the bottom line is, the Hafla and the Avnim Luim, that Mamish each saying Shir, they're each saying their own pilpul, they're each writing a Pirish and Evan Ezet. Mamash, all the same svaras, but they're coming out legamri different, right? In the Hafla's world, you can't be chayzer toichidei dibur from a kinyan. Why not? Because a kinyan involves maisa and only maisa, and lo yaser dibur u'mevato maisa. And the raya is that the Gemara says you can't be chayzer from a hektish because amir al-gevara kemisir lehedit. If that's the case, why did Chazal have to say you can't be chayzer toichidei dibur from getting the kedushin tepekle it's a maisa? It's because by getting the kedushin there's a special din amira, and because there's a special din amira, you would have thought you could be chayzer from the amira kamash malon. That you can. In the Avnei Meluim's world, you could be Chayzer Toichidei Dibur from a Kenyan. And the reason you could be Chayzer Toichidei Dibur from a Kenyan, Hagam Loi Osi Dibur Mavato Maisa, is because every Kenyan has a Din Amira. It's not exclusive to Gittim Vekedushin. You're always being Chayzer, not from the Maisa Kenyan, you're being Chayzer from the Dibur. Ay Amira Lagvaya Kimisir Lahedit, you see, you can't be Chayzer from Hektish. That's because the Amira Gufa is the Mesira. But the bottom line is, what emerges is, two major league machloikas in between two ga'inei oivam, the Hafla and the Avnei Meluim. One in the sugya of toichidei dibur kedibur dami, and the other one, which is more nogeil in yoneinu, in the sugya of amira b'kedushin. According to the Hafla, you can't be chayzer from a maisa kinyan toichidei dibur. According to the Avnei Meluim, you can't. According to the Hafla, the din amira that you find by Gittin V'Kedushin is exclusive to Gittin V'Kedushin. The standard of Amira and Eichocha that you have to have by Gittin V'Kedushin is Andrish, it's Mamish Nishtana from all the other Kinyonim. According to the Avnei Meluim, it's not true. It's the same standard, there's no difference, they're one and the same. There's a Din Eichocha, there's a Din Amira that you have to have by Shar Kinyonim, and the same is true as it relates to this as well. Now the emes is, this part of the Rebbe, the din amir of Gittin V'Kedushin, so of course, Noidin Hadvarim of Rabbi Chber and Birch Shmuel, Simen Aleph, B'Shem Reb Chaim, where Rabbi Chber, two Roif, a very, very big Kiddush, and not only is there a special din amir when it comes to Kedushin, but it's a chelik of the Maisa Kicha. This is above my pay grade, super duper lumdus. But the bottom line is, Poshit, we're going to stay in the Tuf Kofs right now, that era, and a machloikis between the Avnei Meluin and the Hafla in this Shaila, whether the Din Amira was stayed by Gittin V'Kedushin is unique to Gittin V'Kedushin, or it's something that would be Negeya elsewhere as well. If you look at the end of the Hafla, in the last line, in Kunchus Achrin, he says that based on the way I see the world, and that is that you can't be Chayzer from a Kenyan Toich Kedei Dibor. Says it's very, very important that the Masada Kedushin be careful that when a man, a chosin, gives his kala the ring under the chuppah, that first he say, Harei at mikudesh aslibet tabas ukedas moichav Yisrael, finish, and only afterwards give it a ring. The reason is because if you're going to give her the ring first, you then gave her a matana. And once you give her a matana, the Rama says, you can't clean it up. Even Toich Kedei Dibur says that floor, you can't clean it up. And the reason you can't clean it up, Toich Kedei Dibur, is because Toich Kedei Dibur is not going to work on a kinyan. And being that when you give it to her stam, you just did a kinyan, you gave her a matana, so a matana, you can't be choyze from Toich Kedei Dibur and say, you know something, instead of this being a matana, let it be Kedushin. So the half. Flaw says in his Kuntras Achron that it's very, very lochet tzorich li zoyer hamesadik kedushin do yodeya betif kedushin. Has to be careful. She yigmar amirosay koydim she nasa tabas biyada. That he finishes the amiri, gets the whole amiri in, because the minute you do a ma'ase, if you didn't have a full amira, even though it's toich deidibur, right? For sure going to be toich deidibur, but it doesn't matter. Toich deidibur in itself is not going to be enough. But this is all in the Haflaw's world, in the Avni Malulim's world. You could be chayzer from a kinyan toich deidibur. So lechura, it would come out that if a man would be Mekadesh Anisha, he'd give her the tabas under the chuppah, and only afterwards he's going to say, Areya Mekudesh, asleep the tabas, Zukadas Moshe Yisrael. As long as it happens, Toich Dei Dibur, it would seem that it would be fine. Two different worldviews in the Sugi of Toich Dei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, in the Sugi of Amir of the Kedushin, with an interesting Nafkamina, and that is, you have to make sure, which is of course the Minig, that the Chassin first says, Harei at Mikudesh asleep at Abba Sukkadas Moshe Yisrael, and only afterwards give it. What's the grace of Avla if it would happen in the reverse order? Because the minute you give it without saying it, you just gave her a matana. And now you're getting involved in this Ramah. You have to take it back. You have to give it all over again. Right? It's going to start suddenly becoming a little faplanted. I toich kidei dibur anyways. That's totally the machlekes, Avni Malum and the Avla, which is exactly the way the Avla fears always in this shtickle.